Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1. Taking calls and texts at 248-539-9797. Doug was in mid-chug.
Yeah.
The band was taking the day off. Take five, guys.
You're right. Triumph is better than Rush.
Totally.
Kind of a rough beginning to the noon hour.
Triumph is just better. It's just, those are facts.
Is it?
I mean, in my mind, but that's what's great about music. It's subjective.
Did you get the Twitch feed up in front of you by chance?
Twitch, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I want you to click on a link that Bear Slays just sent over and tell me what you see when you click on it. Because it's very well played, whoever put this together. Just sent like the last five or six posts. What are you looking at?
So it's the Madden cover with Caleb Williams doing the jump throw.
Just like the Madden cover.
With a very industrial background of what looks to be Hammond, Indiana.
Instead of what the Madden cover actually has, which is the Chicago skyline in the background, somebody has put together the image, and I don't know if it was Bear Slays himself, of the Madden cover with the industrial wasteland that is Hammond, Indiana in the background. Bravo.
Well played.
Bravo. Quickly turning into one of my favorite stories in sports, the Chicago Bears might accidentally move to Hammond, Indiana. All right, let's get to this. Is our baseball team, the two-game winning streak doesn't really change what is the probable outcome of what's going to happen here, and that is being sellers come the trade deadline. And it was good to see Gleyber Torres come back as a high probable trade candidate, come back and hit a home run in his first at bat. Lance Brozdowski of MLB Network put together three possible trades here for the Detroit Tigers. And so, Scott, I want you to bring up the Dodgers prospect rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do that, Brozdowski had this to say about a possible deal that the Dodgers could put together for Tarek Skubal. Okay, which begs the question, then why do they need Skubal? But obviously they would take a Skubal over a AAA guy. But Sirota is the number 41 prospect in the game. He's in Tulsa, and River Ryan is in AAA. Tulsa's AA. AAA is Albuquerque, still for the Dodgers, I think. The number 79 prospect in the game. What would you think of those two players back for Tarek Skubal?
I've been pretty high in Mike Sirota. You and I have had conversations during commercial breaks and whatnot, and I like him. He's 22 years old, right-handed, 6'2", and this year, what jumps out at you is the on-base percentage. It's .484. This is a guy who's hitting .331, but it's 150 points higher than his batting average. So OPS is over 1,000. He's driven in a bunch of runs, but it's 45 walks in 47 games. It's 49 strikeouts too. So there's a fair amount of strikeouts, but he's walking just as much. I like those numbers. Those are pretty good. But it's just numbers. I've never seen the guy play.
No, I mean, he seems to fit more of the Tigers' profile of they appreciate a player who can.
Yeah.
Who can get a bunch of walks. The strikeouts they probably don't love, but at the end of the day, I think this is a player that more fits the profile of the other four outfielders that they have in baseball's top 100 prospects.
By scouting numbers, he's got above average hit power, arm, fielding ability, and his run tool, if you will, is even higher than that. So, though maybe not this major base stealer, he runs very well. There's a lot to like with Sirota. When it comes with the four top Dodger prospects that are all outfielders, he's the one that kind of look at and go, I like this guy. Particularly if say their number one prospect is off the table, which a lot of people think, why would a team give you a number one prospect for a rental? Okay. But the Dodgers have so many top prospects that I can look elsewhere. I like Sirota. River Ryan is interesting. He's 27. And you know, but he's been hurt. He's gotten injured throughout his career. But he is, as the reporter said there, he's dealing. 2.05 earned run average. He's only made five starts this year, but it's 29 strikeouts in the 22 innings against just three walks. That's pretty good numbers too. But he pitched in the majors back in 2024.
So that could be a package of players, two players to get back from the Dodgers. The Yankees are next up.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what he had to say about the possibility of a Yankee package of players that could land Tarik Skubal. Okay, just so you understood what he said there, because he kind of went through those quickly.
Right.
Elmer Rodriguez, the number 62 prospect in baseball, pitcher. Dax Kilby is a shortstop down in rookie ball who's hurt. He's a number 69 prospect in baseball. And Ben Hess, a right-hand pitcher who's in double A. Gator, of those guys, does that package of players intrigue you?
Well, it's intriguing with Elmer Rodriguez because he's just now reached the major league level. Mm-hmm. Big right-handed pitcher, 6'4". Ben Hess, also big at 6'5", and he's big, 255 pounds. Dax Kilby, if he likes Dax Kilby the best out of all those guys, the problem with Dax Kilby is he's at rookie league.
So far away.
He's so far away, but if you were to package that with, you know, a couple of arms, is it more intriguing? Yeah, it is. And we know that the Tigers organization doesn't necessarily have a ton of high-end pitching talent, but what they do have is Jackson Jobe coming back, who they have high hopes for. Jake Miller just started pitching again, I think, last night. So that's good news there, but that's still a ways away. I don't know. I'm intrigued by guys that are ready to contribute now, but more so position players that are ready to contribute now, not necessarily the pitchers. But it's a fair exchange of players.
Okay, next up, the Brewers. He puts together that Brewers are a team that seems to be gaining momentum, and more people are writing and talking about the Brewers. As the MLB insider Lance Borowski on MLB Network said, here's what he would put together from Milwaukee to Detroit for Tarik Skubal. Okay, I got to clear something up because he had the name on the graphic but didn't say him. Jet Williams was the name, the number 59 prospect in the game. He is a shortstop, third baseman, outfielder. Obviously, some position versatility there in the Brewers organization. 59 prospect in the game. Luis Lara is an outfielder, 93 best prospect in Major League Baseball. And the right-hand pitcher he mentioned at double A is Bishop Letson. Does this package of players interest you?
Well, Luis Lara, when you look at his numbers, they're very impressive. And his on-base percentage is fantastic. He draws a ton of walks, and so does Jet Williams draws a fair amount of walks too, but not like Luis Lara. But what really stands about Luis Lara is that he's 5'7" and 170 pounds. Is that too small? Not if he's able to deliver. I mean, and he's done it at the AAA level. He's played very well to this point. 338 batting average this year, a 447 on base percentage, and he's hit seven home runs to go with eight doubles and a couple of triples, all the while stealing 18 bases. And there's a lot to like. There's it's very toolsy there, if you will. That being said, I still like the Dodgers package better.
Well, I tell you what, our guy from MLB Network, Lance Brodkowski, has an opinion on which one of those would be the best package for the Tigers to accept. We'll tell you which one he likes the most coming up today at 12:18. And then another Major League Baseball insider sounds off on Skubal. And the latest is this is going to be one of the big storylines of the summer. And no, a two-game winning streak probably doesn't dramatically shift the Detroit Tigers focus when it comes to the trade deadline. 248-539-9797. We will get to which deal the Tigers, he thinks the Tigers should make. And we'll have Something else, Gator, that I think is right up your alley in terms of a Scooble trade. And that coming up again next. Trade talk's so weird, and I get it. We get it. We're giving you a bunch of names of which probably not a lot of people know of, but we're trying to get you a sense for what realistically people around the game are saying, what the Detroit Tigers could fetch if and when they take Tarek Skubal to the open market. And we gave you a Dodger trade proposal, a Yankee trade proposal, and a Brewers trade proposal, according to one person, Lance Borowski, of MLB Network. He gave which one he thought was the best. You said, Gator, I'm sorry, you said you thought the Dodgers offer would be the best?
Yeah. Yeah, the Dodgers is, because at one point River Ryan was thought of as one of the best prospects in baseball, and then he had some arm issues, but he's coming back from that, and if he can get back to that form, I mean, he is 27, but if he can get back to that form, that'd be great. And to go with
Sirota.
Sirota, the outfielder, I'd really like that.
Here's what Brzdowski said would the best offer would be. Okay, so he went with the Dodgers. Sirota and River Ryan, he thinks, is the best package. Meanwhile, Ken Rosenthal, MLB insider, well-known, of course, also with MLB Network, right? Yeah, okay. Here's what he had to say, his latest in terms of, you know, expected Skubal trade talks. Brewers are gaining momentum, and what the Brewers don't have, what they have is the best prospect in baseball.
Which they're unlikely to move.
Well, here's my question. You have said you're a quality over quantity guy.
Mm-hmm.
Between Milwaukee, the Dodgers, and the Yankees, could you give them Skubal and to land their top prospect?
Like Skubal and Vest.
Skubal and Vest.
Skubal and Torres.
Like the Brewers maybe have a problem at third base. They can move their second baseman to third, put Torres at second. Is this a doable thing? Skubal and Torres for Jesus Madde, the best prospect in the game, who's a double-A Biloxi, he's a shortstop, hitting .280 with a .355 on base, 6 home runs, and an .815 OPS.
I think it's unlikely that a team like the Brewers would be willing to depart with their number one prospect.
Let me back up. Also, the Tigers would pay the $11 million.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, the Brewers have made deals in the past. They've gone big. Remember, they traded for CC Sabathia years ago. So they're not afraid of making a big deal, but they do have constraints when it comes to money. If you're the Tigers, your thought going into this season was that you were going to make a run for the playoffs. And, you know, you lost the arbitration. You had to pay Skubal's $32 million or whatever number it was. So you're already thinking to yourself that we're going to have to pay this money anyway. Will it suck to bite the bullet and have to eat most of that $11 million if you're going to want to get a deal done with Milwaukee? Yeah, it might. But if you get the player you want, then go do it. You know, all that is dependent on who's really available. You know, if the Brewers aren't offering you the top prospect, which I doubt they would, even if you add more to the package, but they're offering you some of these other players that the guy mentioned, you're still going to have to weigh the deals against each other. And if it comes down to you're going to take this other deal because you don't have to pay off the contract, that's the wrong reason to do it.
Yeah, I think the Tigers, and let's face it, it would be a good move for Chris Illich to say, yeah, we'll pay the contract to add to the talent to this team.
If it means that if you find your best, if they think, let's just say that they deem the best package of players they get is from Milwaukee, but to facilitate that trade, they have to make that payment.
Yep.
Then do it. Yep. And be loud about it. So yeah, you know what? It sucks. We have to win this position. We have to trade Tarek Skubal. But in the end, we had to do what's best for our team, and it was best for our team to acquire these players. And to do that, we had to pay the price, and we were willing to do that.
All right. What about the Dodgers? Skubal plus for their best prospect, which is a 21-year-old outfielder, Josue De Paula, who's also a Double-A Tulsa, 320 batting average, 422 on base, with a 985 OPS and 8 home runs. Could you go Skubal plus Vest, Skubal plus, you know, whatever bullpen arm you want, or whatever, I mean, heck, whatever they want, if you can get their top prospect. And I don't know if you're as high in De Paula as you are Soroka.
Well, he's their number one prospect, and he's in all of baseball? Top 10 in all baseball or something?
He's number 8.
Yeah, so whoever it is, whoever they think it is, would I go ahead and try to get the... Yeah, because I do believe in quality over quantity. It's nice to have other guys that are kicked in to, hey, maybe this guy pans out or whatever. And I'm not ignoring that, but I think with the Dodgers, you look at their top 4 prospects... You can get one of those. I don't think there's a whole lot of separation with those guys. Maybe there is, but it doesn't seem like it. There's a ton.
Yeah,
I'm sure by some metrics, there's a lot of separation. But if you're able to get somebody else, if they're going to kick in, that idea of Mike Sirota and River Ryan is tantalizing.
Is that, do you like that better than just going for their top prospect, Josue De Paula?
Well, if again, it all comes down to what scouting is. If they think that there's not much difference between Sirota and De Paula, then, yeah, if you're going to throw in River Ryan, I'll take it.
Top prospect from the Yankees, George Lombard, a 21-year-old AAA center fielder who's hitting 246, but has a 384 on base, 6 home runs, and a 796 OPS. Would you just go for just him in a trade with the Yankees? He is the number 20 prospect in baseball.
I don't buy that he's this can't-miss guy. And the Yankees have been very adamant about letting people know that he's not available. And I'm not sure why he's not available. Looking at his minor league career, the last 3 years, he's hit 231, 235, and he's brought it up to 246 this year. His OPS has gone from 672 to 748 up to 796. So a nice uptick this year. But do those sound like numbers for somebody who's can't-miss prospect, top in our organization? We're not going to trade him no matter what?
They're not as good as the other two we just talked about. And... You know, I mean, look.
There's more to it than just those numbers, but that's.
There is more to it, of course. He mentioned Tampa. Tampa's top prospect is number 42 in the game, and he's at single A. He's at high A. I don't know. I think there's where we've crossed the line, and I'm not sure that makes sense to just go for Tampa's top prospect.
Theo Gillen,
yep.
Who is hitting 316 at high A ball with 1,000 OPS, 9 home runs and 31 RBIs at this point. But yeah, it's again, you're high A ball a couple years away.
Yep. It's interesting to talk about and think about 248-539-9797. Let's go to Gary, who's next on 97.1. Hello, Gary.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
It's a fascinating topic, but if you could do a little homework, I would love to know who the top 10 prospects were in like 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020.
For what?
Get
for
those
who?
List of names? Like Major League Baseball.
Just in all of baseball? Like I can tell you. In 2017, the top 5 prospects were Andrew Benintendi, Yoan Moncada, Gleyber Torres, Dansby Swanson, and Ahmed Rosario.
Okay.
That's so, in 2017.
Right. I guess what I'm saying is this is great, and we're going to lose Skubal anyway. Just like weigh what the hit rate is. Like how many of those guys pan out? How many, you know what
I'm
saying?
It's a risk.
That was it.
I just went to 2018.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuna Jr., Vlad Guerrero Jr., Eloy Jimenez, and Gleyber Torres was still number 5.
That's an impressive top of the game. If you get one of those guys at the top, which is why I'm willing to give the Brewers half the damn roster for Jesus Madé. He's the top prospect in the game. Skubal, Torres, Finnegan, whatever. Let's go. I mean, it's an everything must go sale. And if you want to take a team like Milwaukee and they want to win the World Series, and I'm going to guess, Gator, that they do want to win the World Series.
Sure.
And they're in the same league as the Dodgers. this is the kind of trade that could put them on par with them.
Mate was number 56 last year.
Yeah, he's skyrocketed up. Top prospect in the game. 248-539-9797. A Tiger Baseball coming up this afternoon. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox about all the Scooble trade stuff. Scott writes in, why isn't Scooble worth the top prospect by himself?
Because he's a rental.
Yeah.
And because he's not likely to stay with the team that trades for him because he's a free agent at the end of the year. And you know that his agent's going to try to command a $50 million salary.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's one of those deals where in the game, rentals don't fetch what players with term get. So if you have a player that's under contract for another 2.5 years and you trade them, that's one thing. If you have a player that's under contract for the last 2 months of the season, you just don't get as much. Now, you should get something good for the best pitcher in the game, and there are people that believe that this might be one of the biggest ticket items sold in Major League Baseball in a long time, and hence it'll get more than most rentals, even from extremely good players. But I don't know, man. I just feel like, Brewers, how serious are you? I'm doing my cell job here.
All right.
I'm who would do it? Oh, okay. I'm Costa of Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to go big. Where's the all-in move from the Brewers?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're serious, Brewers, you go all in and you get Scooble. And yeah, it's going to hurt. It's going to cost you the top prospect of the game. But there's no guarantee that Jesus Mate is going to be anything other than another. What was the guy's name we were just talking about? Davis, the catcher?
Yes.
Who was once the top prospect in the game and doesn't do anything anymore. Anyway, sorry. I got sidetracked. I'm Costa. Got to go all in. I'm Milwaukee's Costa. And that would be an all-in move by the Brewers. Wasn't Casey Mize and Spencer Torkelson the number one overall prospect as well? Yep. These are lottery tickets. No, man.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Were either of them ever the number one overall prospect, or they just went 1-1?
Went 1-1.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Torkelson was a number four prospect in 2022. Riley Green was number five that year.
So you can see,
just for reference, Bobby Witt Jr. was number one, Adley Rutschman number two.
Yep. Anyway, you know, these are not guarantees.
No, buyer beware, right?
Yep.
Last year, McGonagall was number 28 prospect in all of baseball. And this year, before he was called up, what was he, number two? Or before he made the team, I guess he was. They'd reshuffled it, and he was number two. Well, now he's already in the majors, so he's off the prospect list.
I mean, when the Tigers offloaded Justin Verlander way back when, the return was not much, as it turns out. With all respect due to Jake Rogers, who's a fine backup catcher, but you're not expecting to get a backup player.
No.
Next text. If we trade our best pitcher who won the Cy Young in back-to-back years and don't get another player that is reminiscent of a prospect similar to Kevin McGonagall, it's a fail. Okay, so what was McGonagall rated last year in terms of prospect?
28.
Okay, so are you saying you want a player right now that could be rookie of the year in year one and there's a guarantee of that? Or are you looking for somebody who's in line with what McGonagall was, which is a top 30 prospect? There's a lot of players and a lot of teams that would have interest that could fulfill that need. In fact, the three teams we talked about, Seattle's got a guy in the top 30. Do the Padres anymore? Their name's been associated. Philadelphia's got a guy in the top 30.
Seattle had two.
Yeah, Seattle's got three, I think. No, they got four. They've got four in the top 30. Why aren't we talking about Seattle more? Going out and pillaging their system.
Didn't he pitch there? College?
What's that?
And he pitched there in college.
Who are you talking about? Scooble.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, my bad. Well, when you said he, and I'm looking at these prospect names, I'm like, I don't know where these guys pitch, dude. They're just Mariners. They're in the Mariners organization.
You're not following Ryan Sloan?
Yeah, where did Ryan Sloan pitch in college? I don't know. Wichita? Rush is 10 times better than Triumph. I knew you were a phony, Gator.
Mm. No, look, it's a hot button for Triumph fans. Rush is amazing. And I recognize that most people would say, you're a fool. I happened to really latch on to Triumph when I was younger. I love Triumph.
Yep.
And I don't think they get enough love, and that's why any chance I can, I'm going to put them in the forefront. I love Triumph.
Another one here from Scott. Milwaukee's Costa. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Come on, Brewers. Be the Rams, because if you don't, I bet the Dodgers will. Let's go.
I'm a little upset with myself because I had the same thought, not let's do the Costa bit,
yeah.
But it's just taking that stance, that aggressive stance that many listeners have done, many hosts on our station have done. Not just Jim.
I'm not picking on Jim. I know you're not stretching the imagination.
But I thought of this the other day when I was driving home. Like, you know, why isn't the message the other way? It's just what you said. Milwaukee fans want to go for it. They want to win a World Series. How are we going to be serious? Let's. We're not seeing, you know, Jesus Mate. I mean, he's not playing right now.
Yep.
May not even make the team next year. You know, but who is? Tarek Skubal, hopefully, if he comes back and he's an outstanding pitcher, let's go over the top. Let's do it. Make the move.
248-539-9797. John's in Traverse City and next on 97.1. Hello, John.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Couple of things. I've been listening to the Tigers for 65 years.
Of course, yeah.
This goes up. This goes down. You know how it goes. I don't think we ought to let Skubal go for anything less than an all-star center fielder and maybe a prospect. I don't know how it
– Well, John, typically, just so you know, typically these trades, and maybe you do know this, but teams that are trading for Skubal are trying to win the World Series this year and are not likely to give away a core player. They're likely to give away tomorrow's core players.
Yeah, and a prospect is a prospect.
Yep, and if you want an all-star, my guess is if you want an all-star, you're not going to get one. They're not going to give up a core player. Most teams won't.
Yeah, well, that's my thought anyway.
Let me ask you this, Jen.
We can't let them walk.
Well, no, you can't let them walk, so you're going to have to trade them for something.
If somebody gives you a major league player that's an all-star caliber player right now, absolutely. The probability of that seems highly unlikely given the fact that those teams are they're making the trade for Skubal for now and only now, and they'd be cutting into their lineup to do so.
Yeah, that ship sailed a couple years ago. You might have been able to find something like that if the team that was going to acquire Skubal had 2-3 years of Skubal to do so before he hits free agency. But, you know, with this situation, that's you're never going
to
find
it. I'm no different than you. I'd like to make a better trade than prospects. It just seems very improbable that a team would do that.
Yeah. Well, then maybe Ilitch will pay him the money.
Yeah, yep. I'm not sure. Here's the problem. And I don't need to defend Chris Ilitch in any way. I just feel like we're literally operating in a world with Scott Boras as the agent that no matter what Ilitch offers, Boras will call up the Dodgers and say, will you do a dollar more? And they'll say yes.
In a world where a greedy agent rules all.
You know, there's just, if I'm wrong, I mean, if Ilitch offers him more and the Dodgers say no, fantastic. Let's roll. Although I'm not big on some of the people talking about 10-year contracts for Skubal.
Even eight-year contracts. Nope.
Which is what he's probably looking for.
Well, unless he doesn't get that, and then the fallback is to sign a 3-year deal with an out,
with that, just like Boras did with the contract of Alex Bregman in Boston.
Yeah.
So if all else fails, maybe the Tigers can beat Boston in this particular scenario. All things around the table, Scott.
Yeah.
I'm not a quitter. Are you a quitter? I don't know what that has to do with it.
What?
All right. Hey, Kang. Somebody gave some great advice to you, golf advice.
Yeah, they sent in a late text. They knew we weren't talking about it anymore, but they wanted to let me know that one thing I could do is offer to putt first so everyone else can read the green off my based off my putt.
That's brilliant line.
There you go.
Talking baseball next. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.